Hours to Protect on Beat.
It's 8 a.m. on a gorgeous May morning and I'm in the seaside town of Tramore in County Waterford to see how a campaign that students at Art School Namara, the town's only secondary school, is going.
So today we're doing our active travel campaign. So this happens every Wednesday and we encourage students and teachers to walk or cycle to school. People are reacting great to it, so as we'll see later today, we've got local councillors out helping us. We've got lots of teachers and lots of student council members and TY members out to help us as well. And we've already seen a 20% decrease in the number of cars coming onto the site so far.
Passenger cars are a major problem for the environment. They account for 61% of total CO2 emissions on Europe's roads. So the students, teachers and even some parents at Art School Namara have taken some climate action by encouraging students and staff to stop and stride to school every Wednesday and in doing so, reduce carbon emissions and increase road safety.
We came up with the idea because there's loads of cars on the coming into school every day and there's loads of traffic jams and stuff, and it's kind of unsafe for students coming into the trying to get to school in the mornings. So if we have a decrease in cars, there's a lot more road safety around and there's a lot less air pollution around school.
How did you get to school today?
We drove halfway and we walked then.
There are nearly 1,200 pupils at Art School Namara, and along with the staff, they're being asked to consider walking at least 500 metres to school.
It's an invitation, a community invitation to support a student-driven campaign, and it's pretty cool.
That's Patrick Kirwan, a teacher here at Art School Namara, Tramore.
It's quite interesting because if you're standing on the ring road up here and you can, you know, there's a line of traffic idling there, you can actually smell the fumes. You know, and when you think about all the kids who are walking by and actually they're breathing that into their lungs. And I think, you know, apart from the environmental benefits, for the kids, essentially they get a bit of a walk-in before school and it just clears your head.
Some of the parents of students at Art School Namara are also involved. Frances Fitzgerald has kids at the school and coordinates this active travel initiative.
It's a good cause. It's kids are great. The kids are the driving force of this and it's a great initiative. We all know at this point in time that the roads are just treacherous. We can't leave kids on bikes, scooters, even motor school. So the less traffic, it gives an opportunity for everyone to be able to do these things, even down to the younger kids in the primary schools to be able to walk to school or go on their bikes. If you have less cars, it's safety. Less cars means less emissions. So they're both, to me, combined in together.
I'm Lolo Sullivan, and we are, as one of the local politicians with the Mayor Conway, we were asked by the school to come today to show our support for this. I'm a parent of a child in the school, so obviously I'm quite aware of it.
Traffic is steadily building on the roads towards the school this morning, but so is the amount of students walking and cycling alone or with a group of friends.
As parents, we're all in a rush to get to work or to get to somewhere in the morning. So if a parent drops a child at this location as opposed to drive up to school, and you'll see in a few minutes, it's about a 20-minute traffic jam once you go past this area in the morning. So it's beneficial both for the children and it's beneficial for the parents. From a council point of view, it's to find the right locations for everybody to be able to drop their children as opposed to drive them into school. So, for example, down at the church in Tramore, there's quite a big car park to drop at the church car park. And it's not a far distance for a child to walk. Now, as a parent, you can be pressurised in the morning by your child who will say, you know, I'm tired, I don't want to drop me to school, you know. And sometimes, like all parents, we give in. But it's to have the strength as a person and a parent to say, no, you're going to walk today. And not feel lousy afterwards.
Guys, what's the count this morning?
191.
That is, that's insane. It's the best we've ever had so far.
The clicker has been out all morning, counting cars coming into the school. And as we get closer to the start of the day, it's been a successful day for the Stop and Stride campaign.
Now, it isn't finished, so we'll see where we end up. But it looks like we're going to end up in a good place. Because normally, the highest we've gotten on site is 360 or something, 370 cars. and the lowest we've gotten is 2:30.
Amazing.
So that's amazing. That's like incredible. Happy days.
So do you feel like you're doing something that you're actually, something is working?
Yeah, definitely. It shows on the cars, like the amount of them.
This has to be good. This is only good that for the health, safety and well-being of all children, this has to be the way forward.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commissioner Naman with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.